Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our prayer time on Friday evening. In our prayers this evening, in response to the words, loving God, I invite you to respond, bring your peace. Loving God, bring your peace. Let us pray. Living God, we feel so small and insignificant in the wonderful world you have created, that we are astounded that you are concerned about each one of us. And yet our experience tells us that this is so. We know we have not and can never do enough to repay you what you have freely given us. So all we can do is to thank you for your goodness to us and strive to do our best. We each come to you this evening with a mixture of emotions and thoughts about our own situation, events of the past week which have touched us personally, and events we've heard about on the news. Whether those feelings make us feel good or lead to distress or confusion, we ask you to help us use what we feel to identify with others who may be experiencing something similar, with people we know and with people we have never met. And so we want to remember people everywhere who are anxious, those who are worried because their state of health makes them particularly susceptible to the coronavirus, those who fear for the security of their jobs, those whose financial insecurity means they cannot be sure of a regular income, those who do not know where the next meal will come from to feed their children. To everyone who is anxious, loving God, bring your peace. Let us remember people everywhere who are sad or lonely, those who grieve for someone who has died, those who mourn a broken relationship or loss of contact with family or friends, those who have no chance to speak to anyone from day to day, those who still feel lonely in a crowd. To everyone who feels sad or lonely, loving God, bring your peace. Let us remember people everywhere who live in fear, those who are afraid for their safety because they sleep on the streets or live in a war zone, those who have experienced threatening behaviour as they go about their normal business, those who live with domestic violence. To everyone who is afraid, loving God, bring your peace. Let us remember people everywhere who are in despair, those who suffer from depression and cannot see the light even in normal times when they are surrounded by people who care about them, those who struggle to find work, applying for job after job without success, those who no longer have any hope for the future. To everyone who is in despair, loving God, bring your peace. Let us remember people everywhere who have no sense of self-worth, those who have no sense that they have a purpose in their life, that others care for them, or they have a contribution to make to society, those who do not know that they are precious to you. To everyone who feels worthless, loving God, bring your peace. Let us remember people everywhere who are angry, those who see injustice and do not know how to help to put it right, those who have been hurt, but whose feelings have not been heard and whose anger is turning to bitterness and hatred, those who feel angry because of the way others are treated, but do not know how to express their anger constructively. To everyone who feels angry or carries a sense of injustice, loving God, bring your peace. Let us remember people everywhere who are happy and contented with their lives, even in these difficult times. Those who have found that the current restrictions have given them more time with their family or for recreational activities. Those who've had good news from those they love. Those who rejoice in the knowledge that they are loved by you. May they not feel guilty because they feel happy when others may not share their joy. To everyone who feels joy and gladness, loving God, bring your peace. As we pause at the end of the day, we bring to you all that we are, all our thoughts and feelings, and we bring to you all those we have thought about during the day and in our prayers tonight. Calm troubled minds and hearts. Share our joys, our sorrows and our anxieties. Give us peace, hope and confidence to face the weeks which lie ahead. We ask all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Let us close our prayer time this evening by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. I wish you all good night. May we all have a peaceful night's rest.